Welcome back to the series about rhetoric. In the previous episode, we had an introduction to this series in addition to a history lesson about rhetoric. If you missed the previous episode, we talked about ancient Greece, the Sophists, Socrates, and at the end of the episode, I briefly mentioned logos, pathos, and ethos. Aristotle put down these three central appeals, and they are the three fundamentals of all rhetoric or persuasive speech. You might ask yourself, what is logos, pathos, and ethos? Let's begin this episode by discussing the ethos. Ethos is your personal credibility as a speaker. A lot of times, people think that ethos means ethics, as the two words look the same. However, that is not entirely the case. As a speaker, you need to have character, but you also have to be an expert. You have to have credentials and you have to be qualified to speak about the subjects that you are speaking about. When speaking publicly or in front of an audience, you have to portray yourself in a way that someone would want to listen to you. Names such as Barack Obama, Queen Elizabeth, and Winston Churchill require little to no introduction, as the majority of people are aware of who they are. However, only small amounts of people have this kind of public reputation. A method to overcome this problem is to have your audience aware of who you are before you speak in front of them. This can be done through the uses of flyers or emails, or by having the person who speaks before you to introduce you and your expertise within the subject. It can, for instance, be